Yeah, great question. I think God entrusts, he has given all of his children spiritual gifts. You have at least one spiritual gift, and maybe you have two or three or four, who knows? And it varies. But he not only entrusts gifts to us, he entrusts resources to us, resources to utilize in the exercise of our gifts. Now, if you have a gift of mercy, you probably don't have to have extreme resources, but you got to have some to be able to help someone else who is in need. But if it's like caring for a person, a neighbor, visiting somebody regularly, helping somebody in hospice, somebody who's suffering with cancer, the primary need is probably for your time and your attention, and just the giving of yourself to them rather than giving to them financially, though sometimes there's that as well. So gifts in accordance or resources in accordance with gifts. But if you start by looking at what has God given to me that might tip me off, what has he entrusted to me that might tip me off as to what my gift is, I would say this. If God has entrusted significant wealth to you, and I actually think that's probably way more people than would immediately say, oh, yeah, God's entrusted significant wealth to me. Because if you've already spent most of it and you're always spending most of it, you don't even think of yourself as having it. But if you're holding on to it, or you could liquidate some things over here, do some things because God has provided you a lot, you might say to yourself, why has God provided so much for me? And in many cases, I think the answer is because he's given you the gift of giving. However, it doesn't matter whether you have the gift of giving, you're supposed to give. It doesn't matter if you have the gift of mercy, you're supposed to have mercy, right? So, and even the gift of teaching in the body of Christ. Well, every father and mother are to teach their children, right? So we're all teachers, but then some of us are gifted in teachers beyond that immediate sphere of our own family. And of course, you give to your own family and you have mercy in your own family and all of that. I actually think, I would ask this question. What would you expect God to do in a day of unprecedented human need across the globe, in a day where we actually have the ability to get the Bible translated into every language on the earth, where we can help people who are persecuted believers in countries all around the world, where we can do things and even go places and visit people and help people and do things unlike any other people in human history? What would you expect? What gifts might you expect God to raise up in such a time? Well, to me, I look around the world and I look at the body of Christ and I just think this is the era of the gift of giving. Now, other gifts too, of course, gift of mercy and gift of everything else. Gift of teaching, certainly in missions in terms of places around the world that are in desperate need of having, they're living in doctrinal poverty. They need to be taught the word accurately and to know what God's word says. So he gives, you know, teachers that way. But I would say, yeah, if God has entrusted significant wealth to you, it may very well be true that you have the gift of giving. Now, I didn't know this for a long time, but I realized that God had given me the gift of giving, and Nancy and I together, because our hearts were always moved to give and just give away to different things. And I don't mean that it was always easy for us, because sometimes we sacrificed in the giving. And yet, when you sacrifice in doing something that you really believe in, and then in your heart you know is right, it just doesn't seem like the big deal sacrifice that you otherwise might think. And when it comes to giving, Jesus said it is, in Acts 20:35, is the only verse in the book of Acts spoken by Jesus that is not in the Gospels. And it's where he says, the usual English translation is, it is more blessed to give than to receive. The word that's translated blessed, and if anybody's read my books on happiness, you know this, but the word that's translated blessed there is the Greek word makarios, the standard meaning of which, look it up in the Greek lexicon, is happiness or happy making. is the common word for happy, being happy. Okay, so we translate it blessed because 200 years ago, blessed meant happy, but it doesn't mean that anymore. Now, if you say the Blessed Virgin Mary, you're not talking about how happy Mary was. You're talking about how holy Mary was, right? The blessed, well, she was holy, wow. You know, well, that word is not a holiness word. It's a happiness word. It is more happy making to give than to receive. So on top of everything else when it comes to giving is the fact that not only has God raised you up to give for the good of others, for the happiness of others, for the happiness of God who is delighted in your giving, the happiness of the people you give to who are delighted in your giving, and for your own happiness in giving because it is more happy-making to give than to receive. It's like, who loses when we give? Satan, I guess.